Hi guys, this is my follow-up boo, as I said from previous. This is now being recorded from the new and rather gorgeous iPhone 6. The battery life is...
Publish button.
75% charged. It was at 68 when I got it, so this has not got a full charge, but we're going
to... Double tap to scroll to top.
Yes, I know. Double tap to scroll to top. I'm not using the voice that I want to be using yet. It has given me the option. I'm downloading it in the background. So this thing is working like a billio. This thing's working like billio to get the Alex voice downloaded. I'm not going to download all the voices that I used to have because... To be honest, I don't need that lot. I just need Alex, and that is it. Alex and Daniel, because sometimes Daniel does the job fairly good. So I'm going to be running whatever I need to run. Now, I don't know what version of Audio Boom this thing is.
Publish button.
Well, I know what version of Audio Boom it's running. It's version 4.0. 1, 2, 3, whatever the hell the latest one is. I don't know whether it actually supports 64-bit apps. It's running this one fine, so we'll find out. I am going to play with this phone a bit more in the coming minutes, and I'll let you guys know what I find later. But certainly for now, I'm pretty impressed. I do like the fact that it... is running a very nice OS. It is running 8.1.2, I think, is the one that we're all running, but this is the 64-bit version thereof. And I have to say, it does feel a little bit more snappy than what I was using on my old iPhone 5. All my data's synced. Everything is copied over to what should be there. So I should have all my contacts, I should have all my data, I should have absolutely everything that I need. This thing is factory unlocked as well. This is one of the things that 3 gave me the option of. They said that they're giving the iPhone 6 as an unlocked option so you can roam with it. Or just use it on any other UK network if you wish. So there's no need to worry about unlocking this thing. I can put any SIM card I want in this and it will just work. How does it feel in the hand? Well, this one's a bit hot and clammy because it's been working pretty hard and it's downloading things in the background. So at the moment, she feels a bit stressed. But generally speaking, the feel of it is one of positivity. It does feel very, very nice to the touch. It's a golden colour. With a white front. It's got a gold back with a white front. This thing is absolutely frigging gorgeous. What can I say? I mean, I've been after an iPhone 6 for a while. And I really, really like it. This is not the 6 Plus, as I stated. This is a standard iPhone 6. Although I am going to go to a phone shop and look at the 6 Plus. And I will do a comparison of them. You know, I don't want a 6 Plus. They are what's known as a phablet. And phablets are not what everybody's after. You know, phablets are not something that we all want or all crave or whatever. What I like about this is the fact that the lock screen is glass is a lot smoother to the edges than the five used to be. This thing feels a lot nicer in the hand. It's I don't know. I can't really describe it other than it's just nicer in the hand. I haven't done any video with it yet or anything of that nature. Well, that's my lock and lock button that you can hear me just sort of fidgeting with, and to be honest, I feel that the switch gear is quite a bit better than it
muted
Unmuted. Oh, it's done it. I've got my voice. Unlock button. That is nice. All right, I'll just... That's it. Touch ID works perfectly. Once you get used to it, that is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a phone with this. Well, I have. My friend Amy has an iPhone 6, but obviously because it's calibrated to her finger, I never actually experienced using Touch ID. But I've just used it a couple of times on this one, and it's strange at best. I can't really describe it. It's, for those who don't know what Touch ID is, it's a new technology that Apple included in the iPhone 5S, which basically allows you to touch the home button with your thumb or finger or whatever. You can design whatever digit you want to use, be it your thumb or one of your fingers, and you can touch your home, you know, say, for example, I'm going to do it now. I've locked my screen. And you heard it say screen locked. I'm going to open it again. Track position, 28. Unlock. Unlock. Passcode field. It says enter passcode field. I touch it with my thumb. And it's open. It takes a couple of seconds to get it to do it. But it basically allows you to open your phone without using your passcode, which I have had to set. I don't usually have a lock code on my phone. I never had up to now. But it is something which you now have to have if you're using Touch ID. That is one of the stipulations with Touch ID. You have to have a backup code, because if you're, for some reason your digit gets damaged, say you're slicing carrots and you cut your finger or whatever, you know, if you hurt your finger in an accident, that finger's going to be out of action because it's not, you know, it is not going to allow for that to work. So you got to have it such that you got a backup. That was the same for my old Dell laptop that I used to own. That had the same thing. You had to set up a passcode as well as the Touch ID in order for you to be able to log into that machine. So that was pretty cool shit, you know, for its time. That was a technology I have been familiar with, although it worked in a different way back then to what it does now. So we are going to experiment with this phone, find out what her limits are, find out what she can do. This thing is performing extremely well. I'm going to charge it up overnight. I'm going to run the battery down today and see if it sort of does run down today or whether it's going to take a day or two to do so. I'm hoping the battery life is a lot better than my 5 used to be, because the battery on that thing was pretty damn well near shot. So, you know, that poor old thing is just not... That old phone really took a battery in and just totally... You know, it was not worth its hassle in the end. That thing was just dying. So, you know, I'm glad that I've been able to upgrade to my iPhone 6 that I now own and actually love. I knew that I would when I saw Amy's iPhone 6. I knew that I'd like it. But seriously, guys, for those who haven't got one yet, these things are amazing. You know, to look at them, they feel nice in the hand. They're nice and roundy. They feel good, you know. It's the first iPhone I've actually owned that feels nice in the hand. I mean, the iPhone 4S and 5 had, well, the 4 as well. I've had 3. So I had the 4, the 4S and the 5. They always felt like they had sharp corners. This is the first iPhone I've ever owned that doesn't have the sharp corners issue. It feels like a phone should. It feels smooth. It feels... You've got quality there. It. I don't know whether this one's a Pegatron-produced unit or whether this is a one of the... I don't know, you know, whether one of this is a Foxconn unit, but whichever it is, it doesn't matter. It works, and it works very well, and I'm extremely impressed.